Final day of the Open, men's final. We've got Alcaraz Sinner for the third straight major in a row fighting to decide the title. They're one apiece. Arguably, Sinner could very easily be two apiece. Had the three match points at Roland Garros. Carlos was able to pull that one out and maybe one of the best matches of the century. And Sinner was pretty one-way traffic after Carlos took the first at Wimbledon. When these two meet, we are going to have kind of a ritual to take the over. They really are, you know, head and shoulders above anybody else on tour. You notice neither of those matches I just talked about were in straight sets. And coming into this, most of the tournament, I would have been anticipating picking Sinner. I think the odds makers also would have anticipated favoring Sinner. I think he would have been somewhere in the minus 170, minus 175 range. But there's a couple things that's gonna swing us off Sinner here. First, we will tip the over 41.5 games, minus 110. That's just the no-brainer. We're going to tip that just about every time these two play a big match until somebody really establishes themselves as the clear 1A to the 1B. But Alcaraz has had his best major ever to this point. He's not dropped a set in the Open. And you know, I don't know if anybody's ever even won the Open without dropping a set. If he straight at Sinner today, it'd be absolutely madness. But Jannik, you know, he took the injury timeout against Ajay Aliassim. He, at times, was getting blown off the court by Felix. I mean, the second set and the early third were, you know, tons of opportunities for Felix. What he was doing was really working. Carlos is the most difficult matchup for many players, but especially for Jannik, given that he's got the variety. Jannik's just a pummeling machine, and I think a lot of players, you know, anybody outside of Carlos basically struggles deeply to mix things up, to take him out of that rhythm, and you just let him sit there and beat fastballs down the middle more or less all match. Carlos has the speed, has the shot tolerance, and he has the aggression to really be able to turn defense into offense. Most importantly for today, he's got the variety. And I think he's really going to be able to just make Sinner hit enough different types of shots. And Sinner, even the match before Ajay Aliassim, when he was playing against countryman Musetti, he was shaking out his hand. He didn't look happy. He was down break points a bunch of different times in the third set. Like, he really stopped being dominant those last couple matches. Carlos is hitting his lowest amount of errors per point ever in a major. That's you know, really kind of a new aspect we're seeing to his game. And let's just walk through Jannik's season real quick. I mean, he wins Australia, then he doesn't play until Rome, so he misses about 5 months. But then he's won virtually all the matches since he's been back. So he, you know, he gets to the Rome final, he gets to the French Open final, loses early to Bublik in a grass tune-up, but then he wins Wimbledon, and then he was about to win Cincinnati if he didn't come up ill. I mean, he still had to play part of the match, retired down 5-0. And then you know, he even lost a set to Shapovalov, recovered nicely to straight set Bublik and Musetti. But you know, he's starting to really show that maybe he's not 100% physically. I mean, I don't think he's a guy that would ever take an injury timeout if it wasn't very necessary. And the results of what was happening at the time showed that he probably wasn't at his best. So another best of five here against a super determined Alcaraz. After how Wimbledon went, he took the first set and then got blown off the court. So, you know, but behind Alcaraz's perceived superior health, between Alcaraz's really amazing ability so far in this tournament to keep the errors down and not really at an expense of the winners, you know, obviously there's a lot of good that he can do in this matchup with the variety, combined with Sinner's not ideal setup here. I mean, he took 5 months off, then he won every single match. You know, he's already managed to get himself up to 41 matches this year. He missed 5 months. Like, that's crazy. So he's played, you know, how could you really stand up to that? So we're tipping Alcaraz. It's minus 110. If Sinner gets an early lead, feel free to pop some more Alcaraz in. You know he can do it. Well, look what he showed us in Paris. And let's enjoy really as big of a treat as you can be served in tennis. I mean, one versus two, and this is not any one versus two. I mean, this is the new two. These guys are it. They're super young, and they've already raised the the bar on what's possible to accomplish on a tennis court. The level and the shots and the power and the speed, the game really is advancing, and these are the two that it's advancing through. Good luck. And also congratulations to Aryna Sabalenka. Well-deserved. We tipped her several times to win the tournament on the Wheezecast. Amanda, really was kind of pulling for her, honestly. I mean, Amanda, two majors in a row, incredible perseverance showed when she bounces back from getting double bageled in the Wimbledon final by Iga to straight setting her at the U.S. Open in the quarters there. And, she's going to get there. It's been remarkable what she's been able to do. She hits it as big as anyone. I mean, she's the new biggest hitter on the women's side by far. I mean, maybe she already was, but it wasn't coming with enough consistency to make it potent. She's potent now, and she's only 23, and she's got some meaningful experience under her belt with these finals. I mean, you can still gain, I think, a lot from how that went at Wimbledon, getting double bageled, and she showed a ton of fight. I mean, she was down 5-3, worked that up to 6-5 in the first set. She was down an early break, and then just fought back really hard to go straight up a break from 0-2 to 3-2. Didn't happen for her this time. Really did make it interesting. Did cash our over with that little second burst she had. So we appreciate that, Amanda. Today's a day for the two best players to ever walk the court, basically. I mean, I didn't say greatest. I didn't say most accomplished. But these two are truly raising the level of tennis. And it's very, very impressive to watch, and it's going to be a super exciting match. So Alcaraz and over 41.5 games, and good luck.